Phil Hendry.
Sorry, folks, but we really have got our heads so wedged. It's not even, we can't even begin to discuss it with you in the company of women and children. We are, you know, we've got a brand new studio, and that means that we're sitting here with our thumbs jammed, and, you know, there's no time left. We're supposed to be on the air like 5 seconds ago, so we apologize to our affiliates if you had a little bit of dead air, but then dead air never killed anybody. Except the air killed, you know, dead air never killed anybody. I guess the wrong way to put it. Anyway, hi, how are you doing? Phil Hendry here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686 in L.A., 1-800-5201-KFI, 5201-KFI. We're still kind of feeling out this new studio that we have here at Premier. Still can't see anything out the window. Very happy to be here and happy to announce we've made $77,000 so far in our quest for greatness. That is $77,000 to my friend's place with the sale of our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, which is available, by the way, at philhendryshow.com. And we got to do some of that website. You know, this is a great company, and I think we've got a pretty good show, and we've got a great webmaster, but our website, have you even logged on to the website, Shafe? Have you been on the website, Craig? It's a very weak, very one-dimensional, very flat-looking site. And the only reason I say that, I don't know anything about computers, and I certainly know less about the Internet, and I know even less about websites, but I look at other people's sites, and they seem to be a little bit more multi-dimensional, and they've got more depth, and they're more exciting. And what we got going right now with this show, and it's been going on for 4 months, is just not working. And you know how it is? You don't want to be the squeaky wheel grabbing all the grease because people are generally nice to you. And, you know, maybe a couple of things are slipping through the cracks. And so, well, you let them go. And I can't do that, you know. So right now what we have is a website, philhendryshow.com. When you go over there, it's nothing that I'm particularly proud of. It doesn't look good. I think whoever it is in charge of trying to get a new design up there or at least trying to augment some of the things that we wanted is not doing the job. And so, as a result, I got a website that right now I'm directing your attention to it because we want to sell the CD and benefit my friend's place. But once our CD campaign is over with, if it's still the same looking site, then I'm not going to mention it on the air anymore. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why I can't get a site up that has the same beautiful color and depth and dimension that used to be on that unofficial site, the Shuck and Jive site. But what we have right now looks like it don't look good. And I'm sad. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit later on this evening with Larry Grover, who is, as you know, is a former chairman, or you may not know, is the former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. And it's going to be, I think, a very illustrative and illuminative interview. It'll be one-on-one. Phil Hendry goes one-on-one with Larry Grover about how his life has gone since Clinton was not thrown out of office. Larry spent a lot of time, as did many people, trying to get Clinton thrown out of office. And not only was he not thrown out of office, but obviously he's ending his days as president, one of the more popular in recent memory. Perhaps as popular, if not more so, than Ronald Reagan was. So there's a lot of people who went through a lot of changes, and Larry was one of them. And I think you're going to find his story fascinating, the Larry Grover story, later on in our show tonight. Among some of the things that happened to Larry, drifting from town to town, worked as a short order cook, did some clear cutting in the Northwest, I think worked for a railroad for a time, worked on the pipeline in Alaska, and began drinking. Right after the impeachment trial ended, Larry drifted into drink, and his family left him. But you can imagine, if you spend so many years trying to get the president out of office, and then he remains in office, you drift into drink, and you start dabbling in drugs. All of that happened to Larry Grover. He's going to be our special guest later on this evening. I think you're going to find it fascinating hearing his story. Also, a few apologies are in order to some of the fine people who do support work for our show. Margaret Gray, as you know, is on once a week with her column, A Little Bird Told Me, and her comments with regard to Michael J. Fox dogging it and using Parkinson's disease as an excuse just to lay by the pool, I thought were extreme. A lot of people found them extreme last evening. I don't want to apologize. We're not going to play that game, but I will say I am mindful of their insensitivity, and I, in my small way, do share some of the feelings some of you had following that interview. With regard to some of the other things that were on the air last evening, We had a gentleman call up and said that even though Leonard Little of the St. Louis Rams ran into a woman after having 14 drinks and killed her 2 years ago, we should give him a break because he's an African-American and those people have, quote, suffered enough, end quote. While I may agree with that sentiment, I don't necessarily agree that a man should only do 90 days in jail. So there were a couple of bits of fallout that I wanted to clear up from the show last night. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-5201-KFI.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
If you begin to feel overload, you will begin to feel what we are saying. If you begin to feel overload, consider your earth. What do you feel?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I know there's bad weather, and I'm thinking tonight about, when I was in Atlanta in the spring of 93, I was on my way to Minneapolis. I just left a radio station in Atlanta, and I was, let me be even more specific, I'd just been fired from a radio station in Atlanta, and I was on my way to Minneapolis. And I knew it's going to be cold in Minneapolis. Guess what happened the last weekend that I was on the air in Atlanta? It snowed. And this was in March, yes, sometime in the early part of March of 93, spring of 93. This was a very unusual thing to happen in Atlanta for what the people told me. And I believed them because they didn't have any snow plows. They didn't have nothing. They didn't have anything that would, you know, make life a little bit easier for the people who lived there during this snowstorm that came from no place. And as a result, because of all the snow getting packed into the ground, there was a lot of ice on the ground. It was tough to drive. It was hell on earth. Hell on wheels. My last weekend in Atlanta, and couldn't get, and I remember I had to return a rental car back to the rental office and somehow get to my hotel and then back to the airport. And there were no shuttles running. You couldn't get a cab for love or money. Let me tell you one of the things that happens when it snows, particularly in cities where they're not familiar with snow. When they don't know anything about snow, they're not quite sure how you deal with it. A, they ain't got no snow plows. B, no cabs run. Maybe they got in their act together a little bit more, you know, better since those wonderful times in Atlanta, but no cabs were running. And I'm standing there. And I'm someplace up Peachtree Street, about maybe 3 miles up Peachtree Street. And it's cold, and it's getting colder, and it's getting darker. And I'm calling for a cab, and I can't find one. Because they're taking the night off. Because it's too snowy, man. It's too cold, you know what I'm saying? So I remember that, and I remember the snow, and I remember the no snow plows, and I remember how happy I was to get the hell out of it, only to land in Minneapolis. Guess what? 15 below when I got there, and it was snowing. So I'm thinking about many of you tonight listening to us in places like Fargo, North Dakota, listening to us in places like Atlanta, listening to us in Green Bay, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Bangor, Maine, Wausau, Wisconsin, Charlotte. And I know what you're dealing with right now. And I know just how cold it must be. And that's why I wanted to let you know that it was almost 80 degrees today in L.A. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Oh, you know, I took the kids to school this morning wearing shorts. I was in shorts. I got out of bed. I'll never forget. It was 6 o'clock. You know, I generally go downstairs. I go out to the front driveway there to get the paper in my underwear. In my underwear, I went out, got the paper. What were you doing, man? You were in your shorts this morning at 8 o'clock, Mike? What were you doing? I was in my shorts today. You were in your shorts? Oh, that's right. We slept together. I forgot. No, anyway, I went out, got the paper, 80 degrees, gorgeous day in Southern California today. Gorgeous! And I mean, the beachy and nice. In fact, when I picked the kids up, The little one, Catherine, we picked him up from school today. She actually said the following words: "Can we go to the pool today?" And Maria said, "Oh, maybe. Maybe." So, the pool, the shorts. Did I mention the boat? See you later, Mike. On the lake that ain't frozen. So I'd just like all of you to know, living back there in the sludge and the thick, crusty, icy, snowy conditions, man, was it nice in California today. We had a lot of rain over the weekend, but I can tell you that the rain subsided, the skies cleared, the mountains gorgeous, beautiful day in Southern California, almost 80 degrees. I'm sorry, but that's the facts. What, am I going to lie about it? Am I going to sit here and pretend like I'm suffering through it with you when I'm not? You guys are digging my car out of the snow. I walked out in my shorts and got into it this morning and drove the kids to school. I wasn't digging out of nothing. I was digging it, digging, driving it. And then the little one, Kathy, says, "Can we go over to the swim club today?" Well, yeah, maybe we can. Kind of a nice day for that. You know what I did last night when I got home? Swear to God, fired up the barbecue because Maria had a piece of tri-tip. I got home about 10:30. Go, fired up that gas grill, baby. Threw that tri-tip on. Completely awesome. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. What do we got? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to Alhambra on the Phil Henry. Take this call here. Let me take the call in Alhambra. Alhambra, hi. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yes, Mr. Henry, I'm listening to your program, and I'm hearing you talking about how wonderful it is in Southern California. I'm calling from the Los Angeles area right now, and I believe you do a disservice, sir, to a lot of us who live here and have put down roots here.
And how so, sir?
Well, sir, if I could finish my thought, because when you talk about the wonderful weather that we have in Southern California, sir, you are automatically encouraging, I think, a lot of the people...
Could you turn your radio down?
I'm sorry. Turn the radio down. Turn the radio down. I think you encourage a lot of these snowbirds to come out here. We have a home in Palm Desert, and I meet a lot of the snowbirds that come from Canada and the back east.
And sir, I was just talking about how the weather was nice. You've seen the stories in the newspaper, right?
Sir, I've seen all the stories in the newspaper, and my wife has relatives... in the New York City area. I'm saying that when you talk about the good weather in California, you're encouraging these people to move out here. And
okay, I think you're a little paranoid.
No, I'm not paranoid. Every time there's a Rose Bowl game and the people turn on their television sets and they see how the beautiful weather, and they people come out. And what you've done, in my opinion...
So what are you taking? Hold on for a minute. What are you taking exception to? The fact that I'm talking about how we had 80 degrees.
I believe you know what I'm talking about. You know that they're digging themselves out from underneath snow back east, and yet you purposefully come on the airwaves and talk about the good weather that we're having in Southern California, and that is my point.
Your point is that I'm going to encourage people to move out here because...
Every time they show a G.D. Rose Bowl game on the television and...
I've heard all the stories about every time they show a Rose Bowl game. Look, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep it a secret? You know, I was doing it as a kind of a joke. I was talking, hey, I've lived through snow. And
well, you know, no, I don't think anyone's interested in what you've lived through, sir. I think what we're interested in is whether or not you are encouraging a lot of these grapes of wrath stories, encouraging these transients that come out here. And
well, what do you mean transient?
I mean these people that can't make a job work somewhere else, and they come out to Southern California because they can't make a job work somewhere else. And
Mike, put this guy on hold. He's driving me out of my mind, okay? 1-800-449-86. Tell him I'll talk to him. Just put him on hold. Hey, you know what? Tough. So I'm talking about how nice the weather is. Hey, man, I lived through that. I lived in Minnesota. I lived down there in Atlanta. All that snow, I lived through it. It's not that I have no feelings in my heart about it. This guy has got even less feelings about it. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Where's the guy? Let me talk to him here. So, sir, your problem is that I've got a lot of people coming out to California. Is that it?
No, sir. The point that I made to your man who answered the phone
to my screener.
Yes, sir. To your screener was, you know, your sarcasm, sir.
No, you know, when you got on the phone with me, you already had a chip on your shoulder, you know?
I didn't have a chip on my shoulder. What I've got is a distinct distaste for you people who cause all of these transients to come here from God knows where, you know, into California. We've got an overpopulation problem.
You know something? I disagree with you because I live in this town, and I'm not going to get into a whole discussion about why it's great to live here, but the fact is the town's spreading out. It's all over the freaking place. We got no overpopulation problem. They're building houses everywhere, okay?
They're cutting into the hillsides, and they are absolutely destroying a lot of what used to be some of our wetland and some of our conservatory areas. And when you open your mouth and say, you know how wonderful it is. All of these people are going to come out here.
And by the way, you ought to get a new phone, okay?
Huh?
You ought to get a new phone. Here is, you know what I'm talking about? Here is Rock Hill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You couldn't pay me money to move out there because it's 80-degree weather.
Well, I believe you. Is that it?
That's insane. You need to think that.
Well, let me just say this to the judge. Did you hear this lady?
What, sir?
Say that again, ma'am, to the guy. What is your name?
Well, my name is Lloyd. I've been listening to this radio. I'm listening to you over KFI in Los Angeles, California.
And okay, that's great. Where are you listening, ma'am?
I'm in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
And you're listening to what station, you know?
I have no clue to say.
Okay, go right ahead. What is your comment?
I said you couldn't pay me money to move to Los Angeles because it's 80-degree weather.
What do you think
that's
of that,
insane.
Sir?
Oh, that's, you know, I don't believe her. And I'll tell you why I don't believe you, ma'am. I would expect you to say that.
Oh, really?
I would expect you to say that because if you pin somebody down, what do you think they're going to do?
So, in other words, she's saying she won't move out here because what?
A reverse psychology.
Okay, are you there? Are you gone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, is that it?
I think that's insane. Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology, because naturally you're going to say you don't want to move out here when in fact you do because you don't want me thinking that you do. Right?
Whatever. I don't think you're all there.
What does that mean, whatever?
Whatever.
Now listen to me. I'm saying to you, if I said to you, you want to move to California because it has 80-degree weather, and you didn't like me, you'd say, no, I don't, even though you did.
I'm perfectly happy with the weather that we have here.
Well, what's the temperature right now? Where are you, South Carolina?
It is probably 29 degrees right now.
Holy Christ, 29 degrees.
Yes, and I love every
minute
of it.
You're crapping ice cubes. And the whole night...
Sir, you're talking to a lady, okay?
But the point...
Exactly. No, treat me like a lady, not like some kind of...
Forgive me, but I'm saying, miss, 29 degrees, you get up in the morning and you... Seriously, you're crapping ice cubes. I don't know how else to put it.
And you can say she's digging her car out of the snow. How about that?
All right, are you digging your car out of the snow?
Actually, I haven't. In the past couple of days, I haven't. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you couldn't. I mean,
well,
we're way off the subject here. You said about moving to Southern California because it's 80 degree weather. Cold weather doesn't bother me.
The weather out here, Mr. Henry opened his mouth, so I might as well go all the way. It was I was at the beach today.
No, you weren't at the beach today. Nobody. It wasn't that cold. Well, I guess maybe it.
Yeah, you better believe it was beautiful.
All right. Well, if you don't want me saying it, why are you saying it?
Well, she's telling me she likes 29 degree weather.
Hey, it don't bother me. I work outside, and it does not bother me one bit.
What do you do for a living?
I am a courier.
You make what?
I am a courier.
So you're delivering mail and such?
Not mail. Well, mail in a sense.
So you're driving around out in that stuff?
Yeah.
Colder than a witch's boob, ain't it? Huh?
It's cold, but it doesn't bother me.
Well, how could you say it doesn't bother you, for God's sake, when you know, your eyelids are stuck together? You know, when I was in the Army, I was stationed up north, and you could feel the snot in your nose freeze.
That's not that cold.
That's true, Mr. Henry. You could feel the snot.
That's great. I lived in Minneapolis. Jesus, I lived in Minneapolis for a year, which is in Minnesota, if you don't know where that is. And
yes, sir, I do. You don't have to be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying it's really far north. It's further north than Rock Hill, South Carolina. And
yes,
your tears would freeze. The hairs in your nose would freeze up. You couldn't get warm. In fact, the metal was so cold on my steering wheel that it would sting. You ever touched really cold metal? It, like, sucks all the heat right out of your finger until it stings. And
there you are on the radio telling this impressionable young woman everything about the movie stars and laying on the beach. This young woman from Rock Hill, South Carolina, who you could get her, you know, you could get her to do anything.
Doubtful?
Well,
I'm a very strong-willed person. You can't tell me to do anything. You can't brainwash me to do anything.
What if I invited
you? I do what I want, when I want, however I want to do it.
What if I invited you?
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
What if I invited you to a condominium in Palm Springs for cocktails?
No, thank you.
Oh, you got to be putting me on.
Wait
a second.
I'm not insane. I'm sorry,
yeah,
but I'm not.
That's
insanity? Having a Bernini next to the pool in Palm Springs? You got to
be. No, thank you.
Jesus H.
I was the guy that you didn't want opening his mouth about California, and now you're talking about having Beninis by a pool in Palm Springs.
Well, I'm just not buying this young lady's line of reasoning.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You don't have to. But, I mean, I'm probably
right.
Almost, I'm sure that I speak for a lot of people that you're full of.
Do.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. And, you know, it'll warm up. And that's a nice part of the country, too. I lived there for a long time as well.
Oh, I love it. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Carolinas are great.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Okay, there you go. Where's that clown? 1-800, is he? Put him on hold, will you, Mike? First he's telling me that I shouldn't open my mouth. Now he's talking about, and what is a Bernini? By a pool in Palm Springs. What am I, Desi Arnaz? Anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And what happened to our phone line here? Oh, I'm on number two. I'm sorry. Let me get the guy back on who I don't even know why it is. Why I'm talking to you, sir, but you're kind of an interesting guy.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't know why it is I'm talking to you, but you're kind of an interesting guy.
Well, the reason why you're talking to me, sir, is because I was driving home with my wife from...
Can you move closer to the base, wherever it is you're talking from?
Yes, sir. I was driving home from the Baker Square with my wife. And
oh, yeah, dinner at Baker Square, huh?
Yes, sir, I did. And we heard... So I suppose that's sarcasm, too. Is that it?
No, I just asked. You're having dinner at Baker Square, right?
Yes, sir. And... I heard your comment about it's 80 degrees in California, and it's so great here. And every time some guy like you opens his mouth, you get all these grapes of wrath stories, every transient, everybody hopping a freight train to come to California, and I resent it, sir. I resent it deeply. And
well, I think you're overreacting. I think you're paranoid. I think that's the way Californians think. I don't think that's the way the rest of the country thinks. I'm sorry. Here's East Haven on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy Lloyd, he's doing a good job making people not want to move to California.
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Lloyd, you're doing a good job getting your point across. I'll tell you what, if anybody would want to move to California, I'll tell you they won't listen to your big mouth.
Well, that's good. That's good, then.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, good. Then you stay the hell away.
Yeah, I will, with old seniles like you running around the streets of California.
You know something, sir? I came out here in 1955 after the Korean War. I fought for my country in Korea, and I raised a family out here. And if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be out there, you know, doing your drugs or whatever.
Oh, making assumptions like that.
Well, you know, I fought for this country. Did you?
Actually, no.
Yeah, I didn't think I could tell it when I first heard your voice.
I think the overseas got to you. The Korean Air or whatever. Got to your head.
Got to my head. I live out here in the beautiful California. And I'm not digging my ass out of snow tonight.
What did the United States pay for your retirement home down there?
The GI Bill.
I knew it was something like that. They wanted to get you the hell away from wherever they were.
Just
to California.
Just because you're too stupid to move where the weather's nice, don't come crying to me.
Don't come crying. You'd probably die if you lived anywhere else.
Don't come crying to me.
You'd probably die. You'd probably have a heart attack if you lived anywhere else.
Say that again?
Any other kind of weather, you'd probably have a heart attack and croak.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think you're just too GD stupid to live anywhere where there's not snow falling.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love the snow.
What's that?
It's beautiful, the snow.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's beautiful, the snow. When you were a kid, did you ever see snow? Did you ever play in the snow?
Did I ever play in the snow? When I was a kid, I was born in Bloomington, Indiana. I couldn't wait to shag my ass out of there. Are you putting me on?
I'll tell you what, I loved the snow when I was little.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Well, they should have deep froze your rear end.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. 1-800-449-8686. Here is New Haven on the Phil Hendry Show. Is New Haven the same as East Haven, ma'am?
Close to it.
Oh, okay. So we have a couple of calls from the same neck of the woods.
I'll bet you it's freezing cold there, and that's why I get so many calls from there.
I bet. You know what? You gave me $1 million. I would not go to California for all the earthquakes. I would not. If someone paid me, I would not live in California.
Plus, my family
lives here.
What?
It's not that great in California.
Where? Have you ever been out here and gone to Disneyland?
Maybe for vacation. I would not want to live over there.
Have you you got a cold, don't you? Your nose is all stuffed up.
I don't have a cold. I'm perfectly fine.
You what?
I'm perfectly fine.
Well,
I would take this weather any day.
I think what we're hearing here, yeah, we're hearing people are very proud of where they live. They're very happy.
That's right. And I would never move to California.
Of course. And I remember living in the snow country as I did. The people up there loved it. They did cross-country skiing. Do you do any ice fishing there?
Quit trying to get the favor of your listeners. You make me sick.
Listen, I'd rather live in four different seasons. We enjoy the winter, the summer, the spring, and the fall, which you do not have in California.
How do you know? Have you ever been out here?
I have friends who used to live in California. Obviously, they moved back up east. They couldn't stand it either.
Did you ever go to Knott's Berry Farm or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
All right, so you don't
know. So what's that relevant to Knott's Berry Farm?
You don't know how good it can get.
You just told me that I should have moved over to California. You want me to encourage me to go to California? You just told me not to go to California.
The point I was making is that the radio host was on here talking about 80-degree weather, and I said, you stupid SOB, now you're going to get all these asses moving out here.
Well, obviously you didn't hear to get everybody because, you see, I don't want to go to California.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Okay, I see.
How do you know? You're a mind reader?
Well, because it's reverse psychology.
It's not reverse psychology. Have you taken a psychology class?
No, but I read a Reader's Digest.
I don't think Reader's Digest is up to that. I'm going for my bachelor's to my master's degree. I don't think, you know, about reverse psychology.
What have you got shoved in your nose is the only answer I need. What is that?
Because you don't have any education, obviously, a background.
No, it's
not. Is that the only answer you do? do, insult people?
Well, no, ma'am. I swear to God, it sounds like you've got something packed up into your nose.
Well, you forget about the lady's nose, okay? Whether
right.
she's got a cold or not.
I mean, can't think of any good more comments than make something about my nose.
I said to the host of the radio broadcast...
By the way, my name is Phil Hendry.
I'm sorry?
My name is Phil Hendry, okay?
Hi, Mr. Hendry. I said to you that when you were on there crowing about the great weather, all these the asses would move here.
Excuse me, I'm not one of them. Okay, did you see me say that I want to come to your state?
But
like I told you, I want to come to your state if you paid me to come to your state.
Even
okay,
if I,
I don't want to live
if I
there
paid
at all.
You, even if I paid you.
That's right. I don't want to live there.
All right, I would have paid.
Okay.
You, I will pay you $500,000 to move here.
Fine, I wouldn't be coming.
What?
You heard me. I want to be coming.
Oh,
be right
you're
back.
So full of crap.
What are you trying to do? Do you want people to move here?
Yeah, obviously, he does now. So you want people to come there. You encourage us to come there. Now you're telling us the state is beautiful to live there.
I think you ought to move here. You know why? You know
oh,
why?
Now you're encouraging me to move there.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, you told us that we
right.
shouldn't be moving
well,
to California.
Well, I changed my mind. You know why I think you ought to move here? Because it'll clear up your sinus infection.
I don't have a sinus infection.
Is that
you can't think of any more comments. You're
Absolutely.
Talking about my health?
What is the problem, okay?
The young lady sounds like her nose is jammed up. That's all.
Well, you, sir, to be perfectly honest, and I don't mean to be offensive, you sound like you've got a...
disorder.
And I think instead of
wasting all your energy, you need to go back to school and get a better education.
I'll take that from a woman, but I won't take it from a man. What were you going to say, Mr. Henry?
I was going to say that it sounds to me like you're senile.
All right, that does it.
Well, I agree with
you.
You
know, I happen to live in Los Angeles, which means I know where you're broadcasting from, which means I could come over there right now.
Well, come on over, pal.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, get a load of that. The guy...
He hung up.
He hung up. Is he on his way over?
I don't know.
I guess he's on his way over.
He's absolutely crazy. I had a cough because I heard how he was talking. He's absolutely nuts.
And how are you doing in school, dear? You're taking psychology?
No, I'm a business major.
A business major? Where are you going to school?
In Alberta.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling our show tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Is that guy coming over here? Wow! Unbelievable. Hello? Hello, is he there? No. Nope, he's not there. All right, well, we'll... that's good, as far as I'm concerned. So what you have to do now is, I guess you have to let the guys down security know downstairs that some far-out old man is going to be on his way over here to kick my rear end. Because I said... What did I say to him? I forget what I said. I thought he said it sounded senile. That's what I said. Hickory on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Hickory.
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Hey, well, you in for it now?
I am.
He's on his way.
Yes, he is.
You know, I can see his point and everything, but, you know, people are different. You know, some people like mustard, and some people don't, and some people like mayonnaise. I myself, I like four seasons, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging around the pool for 3 months, that's long enough for me. I'm ready to move on, you know, and then things kind of cool.
Oh, is this guy back?
Nice
wait a minute. This guy's back now. Hold on for a minute. The guy's back. Are
okay.
you? Wait a minute. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm not going to waste my time. Who's that? Who are you? Hello?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. What do you want?
I'm not going to waste my time.
Not going to waste your time kicking my ass? Is that it? Here is Princeton on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, you got to watch what you say to people.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment about this this gentleman. I have my in-laws are in Fullerton there, so I get to go out and visit California quite often.
Then you know how good it can be.
It's about 10 degrees here, and I was driving today. It was a beautiful blue sky, sunshine. And the pine trees were covered with snow.
Yeah, and an icicle, and you got icicles for dingleberries, don't you?
It's God's country.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's absolutely beautiful there, sir.
And spread your cheeks and you're dropping icicles, right?
Well,
why do you have to be crude? So in other words, what you're going to do is you're going to be crude if you can't...
I heard you encouraging people to move to California, and everything that I could do to keep them out of here, I will.
sir, you have to understand, there are some people who just don't want to live in California.
Well, yeah, I've talked to about five. That's
okay,
five
well,
out of millions and billions and billions.
Yeah, well,
If
that were the case, I think there would be a lot more people living there than what there are here.
You know, when you're cramping a popsicle tonight, you be sure and think of me.
Sir, I certainly will.
Okay, pal. And thank you very much for your call this evening. And I know the sun in the snow can be...
Oh, will you quit sucking the rear end of these listeners, Mr. Henry?
I'm not sucking their rear ends.
Well, you know that you're just trying...
I'm trying to be polite to the people calling in. If they like to live in the snow, then they like to live in the snow, all right?
Sir, this is a man with education who understands that California is not the only place in the world.
And I can't have a sense of humor, is that it?
I think when
absolutely, I'm having fun.
Okay, so but I think when you say the guy is crapping popsicles...
Well, it's cold, for Christ's sake. Tell me I'm lying. Go ahead, tell me I'm lying.
It's cold, but he likes it.
Bull crap.
It's tremendously cold.
I'll tell you.
Be serious for a minute. Do you think he likes it or not?
Mr. Henry, seriously, I think the man doesn't like it, and I think they're only... I'm very serious, sir. I think the only reason why you're saying that is just because you want to disagree with me. I think if you had a chance to lay on a beach in Hawaii or Florida right now, you'd be there.
Sir, I'm going to Jamaica next week for that. The point is, I really wanted to live in California with my relatives in Fullerton there, I could. My fiance and I choose to live here because we enjoy it.
And you enjoy crapping cool pops, is that it?
You know what? Sometimes
fun. All right, sir, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Nonsense.
Okay, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I just tore everything out of my bag looking for something. I don't want to tell you what. I don't want to tell you what. I don't want to tell you what. How about that, huh? I bet you it's in my car. We have got to get a locker that locks around here. Not that I don't trust anybody, but we got to be able to keep stuff here. Because my whole life is in this bag. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bell Gardens. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Bell Gardens, hello. Bell Gardens, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm sorry. I had called because I wanted to talk about that man that I just heard on your program. I thought he was wrong about some of the things he was saying. Number one, I moved to Florida when I was 19 years old. I had to get out of the snow.
Where were you living?
I lived in Columbia, South Carolina, and as much as I loved South Carolina, it was very cold through much of my youth and all through my time in high school. Then I came out to California, and that was in 1965, and I have been here ever since. And I'll tell you, I would much rather be here than freezing my... freed myself to death being out there.
Well, and it's still like, they, you know, the old saying, to each his own, right?
Oh, I don't go for that because it for me, it's the most important thing in the world to be comfortable, not to each his own. Anybody that wants to live in the snow has a mental problem, in my opinion.
You really think they're mentally wrong?
I think they are. I really do.
Why?
I just don't understand why anyone want to live in that. You get up in the morning, shovel snow, and all that. I think it's wrong. I think it's terribly wrong.
Okay, thank you, dear. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. So people checking in with all kinds of comments about the snow. And so what happened to that harmonica? Did I leave it in the car?
I didn't see it.
Odd. Right when I want the harmonica, it's not here. Man. Talk about something frosting your, chapping your hide and frosting your rear end. Ah, it's just too bad. Oh, well. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So, yeah, like I said, to each his own. The lady didn't quite relate to that, but it's true. You know, if you want to live in it, you live in it. If you don't, you don't. What do I know? I don't know anything about the cold. I can tell you this. I was walking down a street in Lower Town, St. Paul, 1994, and I looked in a storefront window, and my reflection was very evident to me there. And I had put on a down-filled jacket. I had on those big boots that you wear for the snow so you get traction, you know, and I had on a fur cap that I'd pulled down over my bald head. And I looked in the storefront window, and I saw my reflection in the window, and I said, that ain't me. I mean, I saw Dr. Zhivago staring back at me. You know, one of those guys on that big train in Dr. Zhivago, you know, some guy with a big red star in his cap saying, the name of your contact in Finland. And I said, I got to get out of here. Not that it's bad, but I went to a supermarket there. I guess it was maybe a week or so before I finally bugged out. And guess where I went? Miami. Do you know how I kissed the very pavement that my car was rolling down the highway on when I got to Florida? I mean, I dropped to my knees on the beach, I'll never forget, and conducted kind of a quasi-religious service right there. I wasn't Christian, it was a new shamanistic thing that I was doing. I was on my knees, worshiping nature. And it was warm, and I could smell the salt air. And it was nice, but it was preceded by this moment where I was staring into the window and saying, God, I got to get out of here. And I did. And I'll never forget going into the supermarket. There was an old guy there going, kind of snowy today, isn't it? You know, like he was digging it. The guy was about 70, Craig, and he was getting off on it. Snowy today. You know, if you go to Florida, go to California, go to the desert, whatever, there's a lot of people who are old and they've moved because, you know what, they're tired of digging their ass out of that stuff. They're tired of it. And here's this cat, man. He's living large. He's a little bit kind of brisk. Jeez. God, man. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, and the other thing, Phil, there are always people...
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What, are you calling back again?
Yeah, I called too, and I told him that.
Did you tell him that you'd been on the air?
No, I just called back.
I just had you on the air about 5 minutes ago. Hey, Mike, this lady was on the air about 5 minutes ago. Okay, thank you, dear. I gotta go. Okay.
Well, I just want to say that.
So anyway, this was a moment. This was an epiphany, as I think we've heard the word used. An epiphany, man. I was wide open to nature. And I said, I'm never going to live in it again. I just didn't want to do it. Cross-country skiing, ice fishing, all that stuff, all those grumpy old men's put aside, all those feeling Minnesotas, all that hip stuff, man, no way. Not for me. Not for me. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. I was listening to your program just a minute ago. I really enjoy...
What is going on with you and this broad? Excuse me.
I just want to...
What is going on with you? I just had her on the air 5 seconds ago. What do you mean you thought it was somebody else? Let's go to Pasadena. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Anyways, I was saying, all these people out there are trying to...
You want to explain something to me how I keep getting her? Huh? You thought it was somebody else. The same person, the last 5 calls. Yeah, I'd say you need a cup of coffee.